Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Black history was celebrated at the White House with President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence. Also, many leaders of Black Americans from around the country, including our own Jonathan Alexander, the Director of Public Policy in our Washington, D.C. office. We'll talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the Director of Communication for Liberty Counsel. Jonathan Alexander, our Director of Public Policy at our Washington, D.C. office, one block from the Capitol, was present for this amazing celebration of Black History Month at the White House with President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence there to acknowledge the great leaders of our Black community, including other people who have paved the way, like Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Booker T. Washington, Rosa Parks, and Martin Luther King Jr., among many others. This was a historic moment, but very little was reported on this in the mainstream media, Matt.
Yeah, and you know, you just mentioned something. Yeah, very little was reported because it doesn't fit the narrative. But what a wonderful event. And we've got pictures of Jonathan Alexander there with Vice President Pence. And this was really a celebration, as you pointed out, of people like Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Booker T. Washington. President Trump also talked specifically about African Americans over the years who have served their nation, their country, the United States in the military, and really just praising them for that service. You mentioned Martin Luther King Jr. and all of these great historical African American human rights activists. You know, I just noticed as an aside, a common thread with the vast majority of them is their Christianity, their Christian faith.
Right. You know, I loved what the president said. He said, "This vision of freedom, equality, and dignity lives in the heart of every American patriot. And just like so many African Americans throughout our history who have struggled and sacrificed for freedom, we must do our part to make that vision real for every single American. As long as we have faith in our citizens, confidence in our values, and trust in God, we will not fail."
Yeah, that was a great statement.
That's powerful.
And the theme was African Americans in times of war. Mm-hmm. There was an individual from the military who spoke to the group. President Donald Trump spoke. Jonathan Alexander and many other African American leaders from around the country were invited to be at this historic event. And you know what? The mainstream media hardly even says a word because it doesn't fit their narrative that Donald Trump is a so-called racist. He's not a racist, but it doesn't fit their narrative, so they don't report on it. But this is the president reaching out and acknowledging Black History Month. You know, also what we see here are the co-opting of many leaders in the Black community by a small group of people in Congress, the so-called Congressional Black Caucus Democrats, who sat during this year's State of the Union address. Jonathan Alexander participated in a press conference a couple of days before this particular event occurred at the White House as part of the Coalition of African American Pastors. And he gave a very eloquent statement to the media. He's talking about how the CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus members, sat when President Trump shared the news of the Black unemployment rate hitting an all-time low. Record low of 6.8% in December 2017, down from 16.8% in March 2010. The new rate is projected to drop even more because of the massive tax cut and reform initiative recently signed by the president. But this is, since we've been tracking it, an all-time low of unemployment among Black Americans. And when President Donald Trump mentioned that during the State of the Union,
you think they'd be celebrating?
You would think that they would at least stand up. This is not a
they sat there with these scowls on their angry scowls on their faces. And boy, was the, but that was telling. The optics were not good, but that told you everything you needed to know. Here's some wonderful news that is objectively favorable for the African American community, for all Americans.
Yeah, and during the press conference, Jonathan Alexander, he criticized a year of, quote, angry faces and sassy soundbites.
I love that,
quote.
Yeah.
He says that instead, you know, he emphasized that there's a generation of leaders, and certainly he represents one of those new generation of leaders who aren't afraid to take a stand. He said, quote, I'm here to say there is a new move in our community and a unique moment in our nation. We understand this moment to be just what we've needed, just what we've been waiting for. A moment when an individual, and not government, decides what to do with their paycheck. That's the moment we are living in. But the Congressional Black Caucus, he goes on to say, chooses to sit it out. It's a posture of negligence. How can we be strong sitting down when for so long we've been fighting diligently for the right to be counted? A generation of black leadership, he continues, who is excited to continue to work with President Trump's administration to see these numbers finally working in our favor. Congressional Black Caucus, sit if you may, but I'll take a stand because we are on the move. That's from Jonathan Amen. Alexander, our Director of Public Policy in our Washington, D.C. office.
Powerful, powerful words and words of truth and of support, which is what we need to do. Jonathan is basically saying, let's come together. Let's take a stand together. We don't have to be so divided as a nation.
Right. It's not a political issue. It needs to be about the people. I mean, you look at these people are now working that were not previously working. They're now eating. They're now having a livelihood where they didn't. They should be celebrating that.
Yeah, they ought to be celebrating it, you know, and certainly it doesn't mean that when you stand up for one thing, you agree with something else,
right?
Whether you're at this State of the Union or anything else. But you ought to put the party division and your politics aside when there is something that the president has said or done that ultimately advances what you otherwise are saying you're in favor of.
Right.
The problem
the
that
people.
We see happening here is when these congressional black Democrats sat during that statement that we are at an all-time low, not just a dip, an all-time low. It's never been this low since we've been recording unemployment of 6.8% among African Americans. That's something for which to stand for. That's an improvement. That is encouraging. But when they sat, what they ultimately did is they betrayed the community that they say they represent.
Yeah.
It's all politics and partisanism above policy and principle. And they will do everything they can, and not just them, to oppose President Trump because they want to oppose President Trump. They're not evaluating issues based upon the merit of those particular issues.
And they want to oppose those values, conservative Christian historical values. They'll even try to co-opt people like the Reverend Martin Luther King, like Frederick Douglass, and try to secularize them. They demean, they even deny, for instance, their Christianity. There are many, as you mentioned off the air, Matt, that many on the left are now trying to claim, for instance, that Frederick Douglass wasn't even really a Christian.
Christian, yeah. And yet you look at his memoirs, his writings, he's clearly a Christian.
Well, here's a quote. I love the religion of Christianity, which cometh from above, which is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of good fruits and without hypocrisy. I don't know. Sounds like a Christian to me.
And before breakfast, he would have the family read some portion of the Bible before they ate. I mean, this guy ultimately was motivated because of his faith.
Yeah.
And he was a staunch abolitionist. He was the first African-American, first member of the black community appointed to office. He was actually appointed to an office in Washington, D.C. This guy was an abolitionist. His activism, his abolitionist movement and activities grew out of his faith. To deny that, or to deny Martin Luther King Jr.'s faith or any of these other people's faith, Booker T. Washington cut out the heart of who they were. They were motivated by their faith. But it doesn't meet the narrative that the secularist and the extreme left wants to ultimately push forward. Jonathan Alexander and so many of the other African-American leaders that were present and that are making a difference in our communities and in our country. And I think President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania and Vice President Mike Pence for standing up for the African-American community, for standing up for all of America. Continue to pray for the president and the staff. Continue to pray for this country. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family, as well as through our office dedicated to advancing public policy in Washington, D.C. Get involved with Liberty Counsel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. 407-875-1776, lc.org.